in the book of Exodus,
portions of chapter 35 and 36. And all the assemblage of the sons of Israel went out from before Moses. And they came, every man whose heart carried him. And all whose spirit was freely willing brought the uplifting of Yehovah for the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, for all its service, and for the garments of holiness. And they came, the men with the women, everyone noble in heart, and brought a brooch, and an earring, and a ring, and a band, every vessel of gold, and every man who waved a wave offering of gold to Yehovah. And every man brought with whom was found blue, and crimson, and scarlet twice dyed, and fine linen, and wool of goats, and the skins of red rams, and the skins of badgers. Everyone lifting up an uplifting of silver and of bronze brought the uplifting of Yehovah. And everyone with whom was found shittim wood for all the work of the service brought it. And every woman wise in heart did spin with her hands. And they brought what was spun, the blue and the crimson, the scarlet twice dyed, and the fine linen. And all the women whose heart bore them in wisdom spun the goat's wool. And the chiefs brought the onyx stones and the stones for filling for the ephod and for the breastplate. And the spice and the oil for the light and for the oil of the anointing and for the fragrant incense. Every man and woman whose heart was freely willing to bring for all the work which Yahuwah had commanded to do by the hand of Moses, the sons of Israel brought a freewill offering for Yahuwah. And Moses said to the sons of Israel, "See ye, Yehovah has called by name Bezalel the son of Uri, the son of Hur of the tribe of Judah. And he has filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all the work. And to think thoughts, to make in gold, and in silver, and in bronze, and in crafting of stone for infilling, and in crafting of wood to do all the work from thought. And he has put into his heart to teach, into him and into Aholiab, the son of Asimach, of the tribe of Dan. And he has filled them with wisdom of heart to do every work of the craftsman, and of the thinker, and of the embroiderer, in blue and in crimson, and in scarlet twice dyed, and in fine linen, and of the weaver, of those who do all work, and of those who think thoughts. And Bezalel and Aholiab made. And every man wise in heart, in whom Yehovah put wisdom and understanding to know how to do all the work of the service of the sanctuary, as to all that Yehovah commanded. And Moses called to Bezalel and to Aholiab and to every man wise in heart, to whom Yehovah gave wisdom in his heart, everyone whom his heart lifted up to come near to do the work. And they took from Moses all the uplifted offering which the sons of Israel brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary, to make it. Reading further from the word of the Lord as it is written in his second coming, in the work The Doctrine of Charity, passage 168. Charity in workmen. By workmen are meant laborers and artisans of the various kinds. If they look to the Lord and shun evils as sins and do their work sincerely, justly, and faithfully, they become forms of charity, each in proportion as he loves his work and is diligent in it. For their works are goods of use, serviceable to the neighbor for various necessities and uses, as for food, clothing, dwelling, protection, preservation, pleasure, and in many other ways, and are gains of the commonwealth. Just in so far as anyone puts his mind into his work and labor, and from the love of it he is in it, as to affection and thought concerning it. And in proportion as he is in it, He is withheld from thinking of and loving vanities, and afterward is led of the Lord to think of and love goods, and also to think of and love the means to good, which are truths. It is not so with one who applies himself to no work. Every workman who looks to the Lord and shuns evils as sins, shuns idleness, because it is the devil's pillow, shuns insincerity and fraud, shuns luxury and intemperance. He is industrious, sincere, sober, content with his lot, and works for his neighbor as he would for himself, because in doing his work he loves himself and his neighbor in equal degree. And our final reading this morning is from the work Arcana Celestia, a portion of passage 10,331. With those who are in the good of love to the Lord, wisdom, intelligence, knowledge, and work follow together in order from inmost to outmost. With such men, wisdom is inmost, for it is to will well from love. Intelligence is second, for it is to understand well from willing well. These two are of the internal man. Knowledge consists in knowing well, and work in doing well, both from willing well. These two are of the external man. From this it is evident that wisdom must be in intelligence, intelligence in knowledge, and knowledge in work. Thus, work includes and brings to a conclusion all the interior things, for it is the ultimate in which they close. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.